Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So JP McMahon is the owner and chef at Aniar and Cava Bodega in Galway. No, I don't know them either, and I've never been there either. But let's go through the kind of things he's been saying. He said the energy crisis is in full swing. Energy costs have trebled, if not quadrupled. There's wage inflation due to COVID and increase in the minimum wage that has forced restaurants to raise their prices. He says the greatest insult to those in the food industry is the accusation of price gouging and profiteering. He said restaurants are accused of ripping the customer off. It doesn't make sense. He said the return on investment in food in Ireland is next to nothing, which is why many restaurants close or fail to make a profit. He insists it's all about, I'm summarising here furiously, it's minimum wage, paid sick days, and energy, and VAT, and all this. He also asks the question, is it not the role of business to make a profit? Is that not a problem? And he summarises by saying, I've worked in the restaurant industry since I was 15. I've owned and run restaurants for 15 years now. I understand the difficulties, the trials and the tribulations, but I am not in this industry to make a quick profit or to gouge customers. That's his defence. As I say, I don't know either of his restaurants. One restaurant I do know, I'd be a regular there, been there many, many times and will be there many times again, is Trebo's, Main Street in Killarney. Paul, good morning.
Hey, PJ, how are you?
I'm very well, sir. By my observation, you haven't jacked your prices up too high, have you?
No, I mean, we certainly have had to increase them. But, I mean, I work very simply on a percentage model. So I scrutinise all my costs. I do the best I can to keep my costs down as low as I can. And I apply the percentage formula to it. And that means I make my profit that I require to keep the business functioning. But there's no doubt about it that JP is in a million miles off what he's saying. There's quite a lot of factors that have now caused prices to literally skyrocket. So and nobody wants to do it. I certainly not. I wouldn't ever price gouge because I'm a businessman and I put myself in as a customer. So if I was to see €50 for a toasty, I'd say nah. They're kind of having a laugh there, and I don't go in. But I mean, pricing has certainly skyrocketed in the last 2 to 3 years for a couple of different reasons.
Would you agree with him on energy, for example?
Well, I agree with him that energy has gone through the roof. However, it's not the energy that's gone through the roof that's the problem. It's a complete useless and inept energy regulator that we have, because energy has completely tumbled in the last 2 or 3 months and they've done nothing, and everybody is still tied in fixed rates. For an example, I won't name the provider I use, but my contract was coming out and I was very, very lucky last year. I was paying 18 cent before everything all of a sudden changed, and I went up to 36 cent a unit for electricity. I know people who were paying 85 cent a unit and got caught in a fixed contract because they didn't know if it was still going to keep going up. And now when it came to my renewal, which happened about 3 weeks ago, my provider offered me, wait till you hear this, a variable rate of 75 cent a unit or a fixed rate of 28 cent a unit, meaning they no more wanted me to go on to a variable rate because they knew the price was going to topple, which forced me into another fixed rate for another 6 to 12 months. And I know in 2-3 months that that's all of a sudden going to come down, probably about, you know, 22, 20 cent if everything goes.
You'd hope, Paul, but we're being told that all of these prices are locked in because we hedge so far in advance here.
Yeah, but I mean, there's only so much we hedge. It's amazing how when prices go up, all of a sudden they go up literally the day after. So the cost price in the garage, we're told, oh, geez, we have to put it up straight away. Well, what happened to the 12 months that you hedged that before, lads, when you bought it in at a cheap price? So they're talking nonsense. So if anyone's price gouging, trust me, it's not the small bar, the small restaurant, the small corner shop. It's the big boys at the top that are just laughing at us every single day. And our regulator hasn't been brought to task. And I've even had a conversation with these guys. What happened to the windfall tax that we were going to be told? I'd love to have my energy prices half again so that I could turn around and take probably 6 to 7% off my prices. Of course I would. But so it works for them when they say, oh no, we can't drop it because we bought for it, we hedged for the last 12 months. But did you not hedge for the 12 months previously to when it went up?
Yeah,
simple question, but nobody will ask them that.
Yeah. And in terms of the cost of supplies, so your meat, your veg, your fish,
yeah,
the price at which you buy those things in.
Yeah, 40% up would be an average across the board. So I'm now paying, this is frightening, I'm now paying for organic salmon, it's not wild salmon, it's organic salmon. I am now paying more for that per kilo than I am for a strip loin of beef. Who'd have thought that?
Crazy.
A simple thing, every single day I am getting an email in from a supplier for one, if not up to five, their products have gone up.
Now, Paul, I know what you offer, and I know that you take great pride in buying as much as you can within 50 miles of your restaurant, correct?
Absolutely, 100%.
Right? So why is it going up so much if it's only down the road you're buying it from?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Well, yeah, no, it's simple because so the price, say that I of my electricity that's gone up is for my say my fish supplier. The price of diesel has gone up for the fish. The fishermen going out, or the fisher dem, as Sam Smith would say. So for them to go out and go fishing.
Paul, don't.
So all of a sudden that.
That's go there, lad.
So that's. So their costs have gone. So it's a simple chain. So everybody's costs have gone through the roof. And I don't want to sound like a whiny whinger restaurateur on the phone, because this is the same in every single business, whether it be a hairdresser, painting decorator, every single person who's in business at the moment, costs have gone through the absolute roof. And like I said, majority of businesses are not going to price gouge, because I know if I did, I'd be gone. So I'm there 20 years and people know, obviously, we're not price gouging.
Some people have culled their prices by reducing their hours.
Yeah, and I mean, like, so there's ways of doing it. You either increase your and I do a lot of consultancy for business where I say, so you either got to compensate with your prices or you got to cut your costs. And sometimes it's better to close one day a week so you can reduce staff costs. But then what are we doing? Now all of a sudden we've got staff that aren't working. And so whatever way you do it, it's going to hurt somebody. And what's the answer? What I say to everybody is do whatever it takes to trade in order so that money in is equal to, if not more, than money out. And it's as simple as that. So if you're not balancing the books, you're in trouble. So if I was to drop my prices, because I turn around and go, oh, God, that might be a bit too expensive for a steak there. If I've done my percentage model on it as to how much I need to charge for it, if I go under that price, there's a good chance I'm going under in 12 months' time as well.
What about wages? I mean, there have been a number of adjustments in the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Are they difficult for you to sustain? Well, do you pay the minimum wage or above, Paul?
So here's the thing. So obviously in any business, there's wage structures. You'll have one or two on minimum wage. You'll have one or two more and higher and higher, depending on level of skill and so on and so forth. So you get somebody in who's doing a 3 month summer, no disrespect, but kitchen porter's jobs, first title that came to my head. If they're in and they're probably going to start off on a minimum wage, and as they turn around and go, this is the best kitchen porter I've ever had, I'm going to increase his wages. But the problem is every time that you knock up the minimum wage, that has a knock-on effect for the guy on the next level, the guy on the next level, and the guy on the next level. And that's where all of a sudden, when I was in hotels 25, 30 years ago, we were coming in at a wage cost of anywhere between 19 to 21%. That was our wage cost for running the food and beverage side of the hotels. It's anywhere from 40 to 50% now. And again, no disrespect, and I don't want anybody to turn around, because I have given other solutions as to how we can compensate it. But if you continuously push up the costs, i.e. your wage costs, unfortunately, that is going to continuously push up the selling price. And the government will always turn around and say, oh, we're brilliant, we're giving everybody, and there's only 75,000 people on a minimum wage here in Ireland. We're giving everybody an extra 50 cent an hour, an extra 60 cent an hour. It is the biggest insult to anyone who's on a minimum wage, because most of that is taken off them in tax. They could very easily turn around and reduce or abolish the universal social charge for anyone who's on the minimum wage. They can remove them completely from any tax bracket. They can turn around and incentivize the employer, because I pay employers' RSI on top of that as well. So they can turn around and say, listen, we'll cut that by a percentage, and that will stimulate the economy. But they always turn around and say, no, charge more, increase. Of course that's going to have a knock-on effect to the selling price.
It is getting to the point, though, where people are going, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to cook at home, and I'm going to eat at home, and I'll buy my drink from the off-license, because it is getting too expensive to go out.
Yeah, I mean, like, simply put, dining out is a luxury. Always has, always will be. It's certainly not a necessity. So therefore, we're not the ones who are price gouging, because you would never price gouge a luxury, because people aren't just going to buy it. And we are heading in a direction. And look, hopefully swings and roundabouts, and obviously hopefully this economy starts turning around, because we need to. I think we're in serious trouble. I think we're in the midst of a huge recession, even though our government won't admit to it.
Hold on a second now. We're at practically full employment. You can't fill a job.
Yeah.
How could we be on the verge of recession when we have practically full employment and you can't fill a job?
We're on the verge of a recession because everybody in the last 6 months, their disposable income is down probably about €500 a month, between increase in petrol, between increase in mortgage rates.
And petrol's gone down. Petrol's gone down dramatically recently, but it will go up again, admit that.
But even though it's gone down, well, it'll go up because of the Green Party with their taxes they're bringing in. But it's come down, but it's still marginally higher than where we were. But electricity costs are still, the average household is up about €200 a month on their electricity bills. So you're not going all that into account, and people are doing kind of less. So everybody is seriously suffering at the moment. To me, that's the verge of a recession. And you can see by the small businesses that are absolutely being decimated at the moment throughout rural Ireland, and indeed in big towns and cities as well, that there's a footfall. We saw in the last week or two, 37% of our accommodation is gone. That's a whole other discussion. But the fact of the matter is that it's gone. So businesses are absolutely being crucified. And we're only going to see one thing within the next 6 months. And the only reason why we haven't seen it yet is because they postponed the debt warehouse until another 12 months. But come October, November, December, people are just going to go, that's it, I'm out. I can't keep going.
You
I'm wrong.
You have said for a long time that we are an anti-business economy.
100%. We're an anti-business and a pro-multis. And I understand that the multis play a vital role in the country. Hence, we've got a 10 billion surplus in corporation tax. They have an absolute huge role to play in the economy of this country. However, the small SME, the family-run business, is the backbone of this country, because a multi will move to Poland, France, Africa as soon as they can get a better deal. The corner shop will never move. The family business will never move. And we have absolutely destroyed. It doesn't take a genius to figure out. Look around your own town, your own village, and the amount of vacant buildings that are there that were once a sweet shop, were once a restaurant, were once a small bar. We have done everything in our power to prevent people. So I'm in business 20 years now in Trevo's there. And I'm the most optimistic guy, even though I give out an awful lot on Twitter, but I'm the most optimistic guy that I reckon you know, PJ. I'm at the point and saying to myself, what am I doing this for? To get to the end of the year, to turn around and go, I survived. I just about made it. I went another 3 months in the last 12 without paying myself a salary. I said, well, sure, I could go pack it all in and go work somewhere for 40 hours and I'd be much better off. And that's what we're forcing. I guarantee you there are so many people, family-run businesses, listening right now, saying, thinking the exact same thing. What the hell am I doing this for? I don't need the hassle anymore.
There's a question, Paul. If it is, as you say, that you're not paying yourself a salary 3 months out of 12, you are an experienced chef. You could get yourself a good job. So why do you keep going?
Do you know what? It's simple. I love what I do. I love my team too much because if I go, that means they go. A lot of them are with me since day one. A lot of them are with me 5, 6, 10 years. And I will do everything I can. That's why I give out so much. That's why I will do everything I can to make sure that their job is safe and that they've got a job for the next 12 months and the 12 months after that and the 12 months after that. So I'm a fighter. I'm a firm believer. Look, that's quitting is walking away from it, in my opinion. And I've never quit once in my life. So I do it because I've so many obligations to so many different people. But there will come a point, if this keeps going the way it's going, there will come a point where I'll turn around and go, look, what? Seriously now, I mean, I'm missing out on way too much in life to keep doing this. And I've spoken to so many businesses in the last 3 years, whatever, since 2020, and so many of them have packed it in. They're maybe a few years on top of me, and they just turn around and they go, look, do you know what? I'm at that point. Don't need this hassle anymore. I'm gone. And we've lost so many great businesses.
And is this why, lastly, Paul, is this why we see so many chains moving in, big name chains moving in, taking over what used to be small family restaurant like, say, Trevo's or here in Cork, any other one you care to name? That's why, because they can hack it. The small guy can't.
So look at what's going on with the supermarkets now at the moment. When we got these fabulous chains coming into the country, I said, you cannot charge those prices and continuously make a profit unless you're being offsetted against, could be a tax, a VAT, employer's oversight or whatever. And what they were doing was they could take that hit for 3, 5, 10, 20 years if they had to, as long as they eventually got rid of the small guy. So all of a sudden your small corner shop, who was only buying in 6 loaves of bread every day because it was the same 6 families who came in and bought them, turned around and said, it's actually double the price that was being charged in the supermarket. I can't do this anymore. So they packed it all in. Now we're seeing prices that have gone up through the roof in these big supermarkets. So what did they do? They eliminated the small guy, the small competition. So in answer to your question, that's exactly what's going to happen in the restaurant industry. When we get rid of all these small businesses, the big boys move in and go, thanks very much, we'll take it from here, lads.
And come back to me lastly, Paul, with the statement I read from JP McMahon's article was, he said, the greatest insult to those in the food industry is the accusation of price gouging and profiteering. 30 seconds, sir, no more.
Simply put, as I said, I'm certainly not going to price gouge because I wouldn't be in business. And JP, as I said from the start, he's not a million miles off the mark. Yes, of course, we're in business to make money. We have to make money in order to stay open. But most places, especially now, are not taking the mickey with the price they're charging because they'd be gone.
Paul, thank you as always. That's Paul Trevo from Trevo's Restaurant in Killarney.
Cork's 96 FM.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.